So here we are, first week into our new coalition government, and guess what? The world didn't implode. Reassuring. Well, it might have imploded a little bit for Aucklanders who love their cars, but apart from that, we're all still here. There's still detail to come, of course, but as the mum of school-age kids, here's the thing I'm interested in. Education. We've all got our thing, don't we, that we're interested in. Education's in for a big overhaul. Bye-bye national standards. To be honest, half the school reports these days are so convoluted and hard to read, you virtually need a degree to decipher them. Graphs, averages, standards, columns and scales. Whatever happened to just A, B or C? Half our reports come home with an extra page or two of instructions on how to understand the report itself. It's become so complex. We've got five kids at four different schools, so we get to interact with four different styles of teaching, four different school philosophies, four different types of reporting achievement. So I'm fascinated to see how national standards is unravelled. And when I say unravelled, I mean it's gone with a stroke of a tick and that's that. So it's not really an unravelling. But I'm interested in what it'll be replaced with, how our kids will be benchmarked and assessed, how we'll know how they're tracking. Nine times out of ten when you ask your kid how they're going at school, they'll tell you they're a genius. So it's always good to get that bit of paper, which actually gives you some hard facts. Also of interest to me is the free tertiary education. Pre-election, my son, who's in his final year of high school, yes, I am that old, took up part-time work, desperately saving for next year as it loomed ever closer. Post-election, though, well, he's still working, but less focused on the need to save for his tertiary education, because now it's free, Mum, he tells me with great enthusiasm. So when it's free, do they work as hard for it? And if it's free, are our tertiary institutions flooded with more people? What does that do to quality of teaching or class sizes, scope of subjects offered? A big win, though, to my mind, is special needs education. If students with special needs and learning disabilities are more able to fully participate in school, then I'm all for it. And it's not before time. Too many of our kids miss out here. Teacher aid funding and resourcing has been woefully inadequate. Children who struggle should not be disadvantaged. And those who help them, gosh, they are the absolute gems of the education system. And then we get to all the extra stuff being added into the curriculum, teaching students to drive. I'm teaching one of our kids at the moment, and I think it's quite a good bonding experience, actually, albeit a hair-raising one. But it's awesome to coach your kids into independence and capability in a new school, a new skill. It's great to see them make tangible progress, like when they remember to take the handbrake off as they drive up the driveway. We do want our young people safe on our roads, so maybe free driver education is a good thing too. But it does throw up the argument, doesn't it, about life skills. How much do we rely on school to teach our kids these skills? Are schools not already stretched trying to keep up with the expectations of parents? We want good academic performance, robust character development, fitness, and now we want school to also teach them how to live, how to budget, how to drive a car. There are those who say that's too much to put on a school. It's stretching the curriculum too far and encroaching into the realm of parenting. But here's how I see it. The way we school our kids needs to change. It's got to move with the times anyway. I heard Malcolm Gladwell, I'm a massive fan of his, if you don't know who he is, author of The Tipping Point, amongst other things. He was saying the other day that this one blunt instrument of the school education learning system having to fit everyone, it's antiquated. It's also teaching stuff we no longer need to know. We're not future-proofing our kids. We need more investment in the stuff the robots can't do, the creative arts, the lateral thinking, the science of invention. We need to accept not all kids learn the same way. Some are kinetic, some are visual, some are sensory. Why are we hitting them all with one blunt instrument? So perhaps progressive change to the way we teach and what we teach and how we report it inside our schools is something we have to embrace in order to move our kids into the future. My 10-year-old's in her final year of primary school. She's been guided by a plethora of strong, capable, smart women to whom I'm forever grateful. She's also at 10 years old, marking the first generation who will apparently all live to 100. All of them. She is a long way to go on this planet and lots to learn, and will hopefully be part of an ever-evolving education system that equips her for a creative existence, alongside robots, yes, but also as a decent human being. Wouldn't it be great if we as parents could step up and work alongside our hard-working teachers to make this a reality for every child, irrespective of our politics?